This micro move is called lifting the knee. So come to sitting forwards in your chair, have your feet shoulder width apart, your feet underneath your knees, and just take a moment to sense the shape of your lower back. Does it feel arched? Does it feel rounded? Now interlace your hands and place them behind your right thigh, close to your knee, so it's really behind your right knee. And now use your arms to lift your right leg so your right foot comes up away from the floor, your right knee comes up towards the ceiling, and then use your arm to lower your foot back down to the floor. And just notice how much work this is to lift your right leg. Your hands are interlaced behind your knee. Does it take a lot of effort? And then leave that, have a brief rest. And now just gently roll your pelvis backwards a little bit. Your hands are just resting on your lap now. You're not holding your knee. And just roll your pelvis back a little bit and feel how your lower back rounds and your chest sinks down and your eyes look down. And then roll yourself back to the middle. And then roll yourself back, let your lower back round, your chest sink down, your eyes look down. It's kind of like slumping. And then come back to the middle and have a rest. Now interlace your hands again, place them behind your right knee. And this time, as you lift your right knee, could you do that rolling backwards movement, rolling back on your sit bones, rolling back with your pelvis, feeling how the right side of your lower back really lengthens and rounds as your knee comes much closer to your chest now. And then you slowly bring your back and your pelvis to neutral as you lower your foot down to the floor. And then do that again, lifting your foot as you round your spine, roll your pelvis backwards. Your chest sinks down and the whole of your back rounds. Your knee comes up to your chest and then you bring everything back to neutral and touch the foot down to the floor. And let's just do that a couple more times to get really familiar with it. And then leave that and have a brief rest. And now interlace your hands and place them behind your left knee. And this time without rolling the pelvis or moving your back, just see what it's like to use your arms to lift your knee. Now you probably find your leg is pretty heavy when you do it just with your arms. Now start to do it the other way, where as you lift your knee, you let your back round, you roll your pelvis back, the whole lower back rounds and lengthens, and your chest sinks down, and everything curls up, and your knee comes towards your chest. And then you slowly straighten up, roll back to the middle, and your foot comes back to the floor. Then you lift your knee again as you roll your pelvis back and round your lower back. Then you lower your foot as everything comes back to neutral. And now this time as you do it, could you actually bring your forehead down to your knee as your knee comes up to your forehead? You're still rolling back on your pelvis, but now you're actually bringing your forehead and your knee towards each other. There's no need to try and touch them. It doesn't matter how far they are away from each other. It's just a direction of movement. As long as they're moving towards each other, that's great. And then let that go and have another rest. And now interlace your hands behind your right knee again, the first leg that we worked with, and let's do the same thing. Lifting your knee, bringing your forehead and your knee towards each other as you round your back. This is a wonderful lesson to do if you ever have a sore lower back or if you feel like your lower back's been arching a lot. Often when we sit, we can really contract our lower back and sit with a very arched back. So this lesson that you're playing with now is a really wonderful one to really ease that out and lengthen out your lower back. And you'll feel how each time you lift your knee, bring your forehead towards your knee, you're lengthening and rounding out that lower back. And then leave it and just finish in sitting, noticing now how your pelvis sits on the chair and the shape of your lower back. Does it feel a little bit flatter or a bit rounder or a bit more arched now? And perhaps it's feeling a bit more comfortable now, a bit more at ease. Perhaps some of that arching has let go. And I really encourage you to do this lesson often. It's a really effective one.